My first guest on Good Morning Roscommon is well-known local councillor Tony Waldron, doing fantastic work with many groups, but in particular the Suck Valley Way. And I know, Tony, that you were hamstrung by the lack of overseas tourists, but it's been a good summer and a great preparation for welcoming tourists from other countries back next year.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And whilst we had a lot of events on Heritage Week, we are still in a learning process with many of the events like the cycling and that type of thing, but it was a wonderful reaction to the outdoor sporting activities, and I believe that Roscommon going forward can play a leading role in the development of the outdoor activities like the water sports, and there's a huge appetite for both locally and indeed nationally and internationally, and the Americans' experiences send me emails occasionally and talk about the great experience that they had up along the Suck Valley Way, which takes in part of County Galway, and we're working very closely with Galway County Council and leader as well, and we have a new recreation officer in Ronan Bilbao, native of Mayo. He's very enthusiastic and he sees there's a huge plan that we can come together and work with towards over a three-year period in developing all of this so that we can create sustainable jobs in Roscommon with regards to the development of tourism. And I think there's a huge opportunity there now. And I look forward to working indeed with Roscommon County Council as well, who has been the most helpful. And the kayaking is, of course, a huge interest in that. And we've got grant aid recently of 4,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ballymoe and 14,000 for Ballantubber, and the inlet between Ballymoe and Castlereagh has been funded by Lidl. That was announced a couple of months ago, 56,000, and we recently got an announcement from Clare of 50,000, which is great, and that's before the inlet near Ballymoe, and this will be to access the River Suck for kayaking and fishing, and there'll be disability fishing stands there as well.
I just want to mention that to you there. You had a liaison with the RSG, and the inland fisheries came on board, and tell me about that.
Yeah, no, I spoke to Caitlin in RSG and to ask her if there's any of the users there that would like to go fishing for a day, and she came back to me and said yes, very positive response, and six of them agreed to go to Dunamin, and with the help of inland fisheries they provided all of the equipment.
That's fantastic.
And they absolutely loved the users out in Dunamin, and we now want to work at developing that indeed in a bigger and a greater way and other facilities right throughout the county, because it's something that the users really took to very much, and they caught a few fish and that did them. So we'll be seriously working on that and developing it. I know I personally was extremely disappointed with the closure of Cushland, as by engaging with people who are wheelchair users, that you know what their needs are. So fishing is definitely one that we will be developing and working with the Roscommon Council and inland fisheries.
That's fantastic. And you have a couple of other things coming up. You have a talk, I believe, coming up in Dunamin, is that right?
A talk indeed, yes, in Dunamin Castle, and it's by Paul Connolly, the author of The Landed Estates of County Roscommon. His second edition book is out now, and he will be talking, that will be arranged sometime in September. We're waiting for restrictions to lift a little bit so people will be able to attend to but it will be an excellent talk, and Paul is always in great demand right throughout the country, because he's an excellent man to give a talk on what really and truly have what's great about County Roscommon. And also Michael T. Lennon, he's the author of the another book as well that he's talking about, it's all recorded, so that will go out on the Suck Valley Way Facebook page, along with we'll have
on
some
the website as well,
Yeah,
and there's been great, you know, strides made by the Suck Valley Way, and it's been great developments, and we have highlighted them here. But, I mean, there's far more to do, and as you say, County Roscommon, all we need is for people to be aware of what's available, and then the people will come and use the facilities.
That's right.
Indeed, yeah. So, lots to look forward to in the year 2022, Tony.
Lots of things to look forward to, oh, very much so, yeah. And it's great to see the cooperation that there is by people who can make a difference to helping to promote all of this. And they're offered their services for free because they want to see their native county advance, and it has been left behind for far too long. Mm. You see the signs those up in Roscommon unlocking Roscommon's potential. Well, that's just, you know, exactly
what we're doing.
And we're also looking forward to Make Way Day, which is on the
24th September.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony, well done, and continued success there with Stoke Valley Way, and we'll be talking to you again very soon, no doubt.
Okay, thank you very much, James.